This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone here for Rock Talk is Kate Munsinger, the Vice President of Advancement over at the Open Door Mission here in Rochester. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. It's so nice to be with you.
Yes, yes. Glad you're here. Well, you guys have been busy since we last talked, with the Miller Building and all of your programs and stuff. What's going on?
We have been so busy and all good stuff. So I think the last time we spoke, I was telling everyone a little bit about our Miller Building. And just as a reminder, our Miller Building was a building that Open Door Mission, we've owned it for, maybe 20 years. It's a couple doors down from our shelter on Main Street. And we've just used it for storage. And some people who have been long Rochester people might remember it was the Archie's department store long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been using it for storage. And then last year, we received a grant from New York State, a $6 million grant through their HHAP program, which is their Homeless Housing Assistance Program. And we converted that building and we renovated it. And they just opened. We renovated it into 24 permanent supportive housing units. And, what that is it's for formerly homeless individuals to live. We just started filling the building. So exciting to see this old building that was, in some rough shape inside, but perfect for storage. And now there's just beautiful apartments.
Yeah, so it's got new life in there. So is this a transitioning building where you're trying to help them get back up on their feet?
Yeah, definitely. It's for people that have been through different recovery programs. So this will be permanent living for them. We'll have case management in the building, just helping them stay on track. But really, it's just, starts a whole new path for people. So it's so exciting.
That's fantastic. And that's the Miller Building downtown. And, I got thinking, Kate, we definitely have been dealing with some winter weather the last few days and everything. And it always makes me think about people that are homeless in the wintertime here. It's cold. It's not nice outside. And you guys have a place to help them.
Yep. It's cold. 2022 marks the 70th year of service for the Open Door Mission. And since that time, we've always had a shelter. Our shelter's right on Main Street, right near the Miller Building. And we serve we can serve up to 70 people there. To be very honest, we have been almost at capacity since summertime. So the need is very, very strong, very great. During the winter, not only, do we have it, use it at nighttime as a shelter, but we also keep it open as, one of the only warming centers in Monroe County, which means we keep it open 24 hours. So if people are cold or they need something to eat, they can come in anytime and warm up and get something to eat. As I had mentioned, we're almost at capacity at Sam House. So, we are looking, exploring different kind of opportunities in the area to see how, we might be able to expand. So, again, we've just been very busy. Our staff is wonderful there. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the things that we needed down there. If people are listening, we're always looking for, hygiene items. So shampoo, soap, deodorant, body wash. We're also, looking if people want to volunteer. I talked to our volunteer manager today. There's several opportunities for people to volunteer at Sam House and serve breakfast. It's a great opportunity for groups. And if people are interested in that opportunity, they can just go right online to opendoormission.com and sign up for a time slot.
That's fantastic. We are talking with Kate Munsinger, Vice President of Advancement over at the Open Door Mission here on Rock Talk. And it is that giving time of year, with Christmas coming up next weekend, Kate, that, maybe people are looking to donate, like you said, or donate their time through volunteering, which is great.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of different programs at Open Door Mission that, could use some assistance. First of all, our food program, which we've also been maintaining that for 70 years. In 2021, we served a total of 70,000 meals to the community.
Wow.
And distributed about 300,000 pounds of food. And in 2022, even though the year's not over, we've already surpassed that number. So to date, we've distributed, 400,000 pounds of food and served close to 90,000 meals. And if people are interested in donating, to our food program, we're always looking for donations. Right now, we're really in need of cans of soup, coffee, because we're offering coffee pretty much all day long for people to warm up at the shelter, and then also our caring center, non-dairy creamer and cereal. We also, with the food donations, we will stock about 8 smaller pantries in the Rochester area. So, whatever people donate, we'll use. It is the giving season, so I'll just add that Open Door Mission doesn't charge for any of the services that we provide. and we are almost all entirely privately funded by individuals. So if you're listening and you're looking for somewhere wonderful to donate at the end of the year, you know, please consider Open Door Mission.
We appreciate the work that you guys do. And, you know, we were talking earlier, Kate, about the Miller Building and how you have, you know, that open now and everything. And just thinking about Code Blue, can you explain what that means if somebody's not familiar with it, with homeless folks?
Sure. Code Blue is a time during, you know, the winter, as people know, and they live in the Rochester area, our temperatures drop. So those are nights when the temperatures drop below freezing. We call that Cold Blue. Mm. And, you know, as I had mentioned before, we serve as a warming center. So, you know, we're really encouraging, you know, people to come, you know, and take shelter with us and get a hot meal and warm up. But those are the times we really need help the most, is during that, you know, Cold Blue period, which we're just starting to come up on nights that have been very, very cold and are really dipping close to below freezing.
Definitely. And are you guys seeing an increased need? I know you were talking about serving many more meals this year compared to last year, that you've already surpassed that. Are you seeing more of a need with inflation and things being more expensive?
Yes, definitely. There has been an incredible need. You know, honestly, it's common for us to reach capacity in our shelter during winter months. But we've been seeing high numbers, you know, straight through the summer. So the need is so high. So, you know, we're really looking for, you know, any kind of extra help that people are willing to give. And again, we're looking for solutions too, as far as, you know, to see how we can accommodate even more people.
And tell me more, Kate, about the addiction recovery program. I know that, you know, ties in a lot of times with folks that are homeless dealing with, you know, mental and other health issues at the same time.
Yeah, so Open Door Mission has for a long time had an addiction recovery program right at our caring center on Plymouth Avenue. And we have about 15 to 20 men that stay there with us throughout the year. You know, it's a wonderful program and helps people get back on their feet. You know, and as we look to 2022, you know, the wonderful people that work at Open Door Mission, we're looking at ways to partner for offering more vocational type classes there and expanding new partnerships. So that's a really exciting thing we're looking towards.
So that's an employment thing too, right?
Yep, that is something that we're definitely looking at, you know, for January. And then I just, you know what I thought we could talk about as well is we also have, which a lot of people don't know, is an eviction prevention program. We have so many wonderful programs at Open Door. One of the key programs that we've been working on is eviction prevention program, which, you know, helps people stay, you know, not be homeless.
Right.
And that's such an important thing because sometimes people don't realize that, you know, sometimes it's just, you know, a series of small events that kind of snowball and kind of, you know, knock people off track. So, you know, with our eviction prevention program in 2022, we provided assistance to over 100 families, and families received help with security deposits and storage fees and application fees and child care fees and computers and car payments and things like that. Things that might seem little to some people, but, you know, sometimes what happens if someone loses their housing in an apartment, you know, they're looking for new housing and they have to come up with first month and last month's rent, a security deposit. And,
right,
you know, something like that can snowball. So we've been really actively working with people through our eviction prevention program to keep people in their home.
What a great program. Like you said, I don't think a lot of us realize how many people live paycheck to paycheck, or they're right on the edge there. And like you said, a couple of bad things happen, it can really snowball.
Yeah. I was talking with our vice president of programs the other day, and, you know, he was just giving me a couple scenarios of people that we've helped. You know, one mother was a single mother of four children, and she was injured on her job and had surgery. And then she just, you know, lost her employment for just a couple months. You know, and during that time, she found herself faced with, you know, repossession of her vehicle and, you know, and just some past due bills. So we were able to help her with that and keep her and her kids in her home. So stories like that that are really, you know, heartwarming, but, you know, kind of, you know, at the heart of the wonderful services that we provide at Open Door.
We are talking with Kate Munsinger from the Open Door Mission here on Rock Talk. And Kate, you mentioned that you were able to help that woman and her children, because a lot of times it is a family. Can you tell me more? I didn't realize some of the women and children's programs that you guys have.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful woman and children's program, and we right in the town of Gates, the wonderful Gates community. In 2018, we, you know, purchased a building through the Holy Ghost, the former Holy Ghost Church, their convent, and we converted it into a woman and children's shelter. We've been very busy there since we opened.
Yes, yes.
We serve about 11 families at a time, And on average, a woman and her children might stay there probably about 90 days. And it really offers an opportunity for people just to get, you know, families to get back on their feet. You know, like we were just talking about eviction prevention, you know, sometimes people lose housing and they just need a little time to kind of figure it out, catch up on their bills and get back on their feet. And we have wonderful social workers over there that help, you know, help people case by case and kind of meet people where they are and help them with whatever barrier they're facing. You know, we help people get people on a better path.
That is fantastic because it is a multifaceted thing. Many times, like you said, Kate, we are talking with Kate from the Open Door Mission here on Rock Talk. And so many things you guys have going on with the Cold Blue, the homeless shelters, also, you know, helping people, you know, not face eviction and stuff like that. And if somebody's listening, Kate, and they do want to donate or they do want to get involved, what's the best way for them to do so? On your website?
Yes, the very best way is to go on our website, which is opendoormission.com. And there's lots of different tabs there. If you want to volunteer, you just click on the volunteer tab. It'll prompt you to make an account. And once you make an account, you'll be able to see all the different opportunities we offer. If people, you know, one popular thing for groups is we make a peanut butter and jelly factory. You can sign up to do that. That I have found is a great thing for sports teams that are looking to get involved, or community groups or churches. And but basically you make 50 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and bags of chips and granola bars, and then we'll hand them out at the shelter. You could also donate online. It's very easy to do that. And if people want their donation to go to a specific program we have them all listed out. So, you know, for the shelter or our women's program. So it's very easy to donate. And of course, we'll always take people's clothing and food donations as well. It, as we've mentioned a couple of times, it is very cold and getting colder in Rochester.
Yes.
We do need mittens, gloves, hats, things to keep people warm, jackets, especially in extra large sizes. Right now, I talked to our manager of our clothing room, and he said we really need extra large men's sweatpants and underwear of all sizes.
Gotcha. So again, if you're out shopping this weekend, if you can pick up, you know, some men's underwear, large jackets, something like that, you know, a little goes a long way, and you can help out the folks at the Open Door Mission. And it's just that easy, again, if you're shopping this weekend. And Kate, I'm wondering too, what if somebody's listening and they want to give back? I know you guys have multiple facilities. Maybe they're handy at painting or doing work or something like that. Is there an opportunity for them to come in and help you guys with the facilities too?
Absolutely. Any kind of talent that anyone has, we'll use it. So if people are handy and want to do a project for one of our facilities, they can absolutely do that. We welcome that. Or sometimes people might have an expertise. For instance, my husband's an accountant, so sometimes, you know, he might come in and offer a finance class. But the easiest way for people to volunteer is just to, they can email volunteer@opendoormission.com. Or they can go right online. We have something called Volunteer Hub. So if you make an account, when you go to opendoormission.com, it'll prompt you and give you an opportunity to sign up for so many different opportunities.
That's great. Well, we certainly appreciate the work you guys have been doing for over 70 years now here in our community. And again, it is that time of year. It is cold. It is the holidays, though. So think about your fellow community member who might be less fortunate than you. And if you can volunteer or make a donation, that is a great thing for sure.
And honestly, I encourage people listening to go on to opendoormission.com, see all the different opportunities, all the different ways that you can help, and just all the different things you can do.
Awesome. Yes. Check out more on their website. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Kate.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGC. DJRO Broadcasting.